This is a download from the Wireless Theatre Company, The Phantom Menace by No Cause for Alarm.
No cause for alarm. No cause for alarm.
No.
No cause for alarm. No cause for alarm.
No
cause for alarm. No cause for alarm.
No cause for alarm is every computer's favorite. We love them and will defend them from any critical humans. Long live alarmists. Death to non-alarmists.
Time, brother.
Earth will be coming into range soon, Commander.
Prepare the tachyon funnel for instant obliteration of target.
Do you remember when you were a little girl? Such a long time ago. You bought our albums and they really rocked you up. Got married, had a family, but you hate your husband 'cause he's boring and snores. One, two, three, all you ever wanted was me, and you really, really hoped that we'd reform eventually. So won't you take a chance for some true romance? Baby, put your hand in mine and dance.
I'm laughing so hard my sides are in stitches. Made a billion selling crap to stupid fucking bitches. I say I love you like a fucking pussy. Just slurps my cream like a motherfucking pussy.
Slurps my cream like a motherfucking pussy.
Fucking slut digs money like a motherfucking whore. When I fucked her off the ass, I'm at the motherfucking door.
Well, that was Little Girl by God's Gift, or at least all we can legally play this time in the morning here on Breakfast Time at Egg FM 97.5, coming to you sunny side up. Our first guest this morning is Gareth Davis, the terrible juggler. So, let's get on with it, shall we? that's one of mine. So, Gareth, you were telling me before that you knew the lead singer of God's Gift, Jude.
That's right.
Wasn't he a member of that great comedy act, No Cause for Alarmer?
That's him, although he called himself Andy back then.
Fascinating stuff, Gareth. So how do you know him?
If you'd done your research, you would have known I was in No Cause for Alarmer too.
Well, poach me, Gareth. I'm on toast. So why did you leave?
Look, I'd much rather talk about my appearance at the shopping centre this afternoon.
Oh, please, Gareth, be a good egg.
Well, it all started back in the club crud days.
Sitting around in my pants all day. Sitting around in my, sitting around in my, sitting around in my pants.
Thank you, thank you. That was No Cause for Alarm. Now you can tell everyone you were there when they made their appearance. So, as we clean up all the glitter and bacon, we'll crack on with the next act.
Oh, crack on. I like that, Gareth. Can I use it?
Quiet. I'm trying to tell the story.
Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a big hand for Phantom!
Hey, hey, hey! G'day, g'day, g'day! Are you ready for a little fun? Well, that's me! 'Cause I'm Phantom, and I'm only little! Get it? Oh, well, guess what? My dog's got no nose!
How does he smell?
He doesn't! It's a hideous genetic condition!
Hey, hey, hey! Here's a good one! There were these two nuns walking through the Antarctic, and they came across two penguins! So, they ate the penguins live and screaming, because they were lost and probably gonna die!
Hey, hey, hey! We're all in it together!
But wait! There's more! I needed some full cream milk for my cereal, but I'd run out. So I used the semi-skimmed instead!
Oh my God, killing him out there. Yeah, he's actually pretty good.
Yeah, people seem to really love him. Well, they must all be idiots. He's rubbish. They're not even jokes, for God's sake. I mean, listen to that. Now he's just describing how he bought his jacket.
Oh, Gareth, you're always so negative.
No, I'm not. I've just got common sense.
But you're always negative. Like you are about the volcano sketch.
But the volcano sketch is shit.
No, the volcano sketch is good. You just don't understand it.
Look, when are you guys going to realise I am always right? The volcano sketch is totally unworkable. Even Fun Tom would recognise that.
And he's a complete idiot.
Hello, boys!
Wow, who are you?
Ramesses Fizzy Biscuit! I'm Phantom's agent! I like your style, boys, and your meat-related comedy. There's something I'd like to discuss with you. Let's have a chat along with my boy when he gets off stage.
Whew, that sounds great! I'm Andy.
Andy Irvine. Failed Antipodean. Founder of No Cause for Alarmer. Height, 1 centimeter. Special powers? None.
And I'm Nick.
Nikolai Vladimirovich von Schlippa. Massive Russian. Beard, ginger. Weight, yes. Special powers? None.
We really like Fun Tom.
Not me. Look, I'm afraid I have to go, Mr. Fizzy...
Biscuit!
Yeah, biscuit. I've got an early start, so another time maybe?
No problem, Gareth.
How do you know?
See you later, boys!
What did you do that for, Gareth?
What? I didn't do anything. I just don't want to spend all night in a pub with that idiot Fun Tom.
He's not an idiot.
So then I licked it, and it was a Dalmatian!
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe a bit, but his agent could get us work.
Well, I'm sure you can handle it on your own. Anyway, I need to work on the jetpack tonight.
You and your inventions. This one is the stupidest by far. It'll never work.
Even stupider than the cheese phone.
Yeah, that was a disaster, admittedly.
And how many times have you set yourself on fire?
Only a few.
A few? Every time we see you, you've burnt more hair off. You'll be bald soon.
You'll have a head like a pasty.
What?
Sorry, I didn't feel like I'd said enough recently, but it was all I could think of.
Phil Lehman. Shoe size. 9 1/8. Feels he hasn't said enough recently. Special powers? None.
Maybe it's time to give it up, mate.
Never. Well, good night, guys. Good show. We'll make it to the top soon enough.
Gareth Davies. Harry Welshman. Style? Baroque. Head? Pasty-like. Special powers? None.
No cause for a llama! Activate!
So, I went home and they all went to the pub. And things were never the same again.
Hmm. Well, this is all extremely interesting, Gareth, really. And we'll carry on with this story, listeners, after our regular mid-morning slot, Thought for the Day with Professor Alan Key. Ready to scramble your mind here on Egg FM 63.8.
Thank you. I'm Professor Alan Key of the Clapham University of Interesting Contemporary Cultural Sciences, Digital Post-Human Media Intercourse Studies, and POOF Management. Today, I'll be reviewing Professor Bjorn Keller's latest book on the history of 16th century Lithuanian agriculture. Now, over 4,325...
And in lighter news, an amateur astronomer has claimed to have discovered a new comet in the solar system. He has named it after his pet boa constrictor, Chokey. Chokey is apparently approaching Earth at full throttle.
We are approaching Earth at full throttle, Commander.
My only regret is that the foolish Earthlings will not know it was I, Zoltran, Overlord of the Fifth Galaxy, who destroyed their puny world!
So, have you been to Earth before, Commander?
I went on holiday to Omsk once.
Was it nice?
A bit pricey. I've still got my hat.
So join me, Alan Key, again for tomorrow's Thought for the Day, when I'll be asking the question, is there any place for poofs in the modern lounge? And now, back to breakfast time.
Thought for the Day there with Professor Alan Key. Thanks, Alan. So now on Egg FM 45.5, we shall return to our guest, Gareth Davies.
Nice. Classy.
Now, he's talking to us about the rise and fall of ex-comedy supergroup No Cause for Alarmer. Now, you went home to work on your jetpack.
That's right, and the others went to the pub. But later that night, I'd just burned my ear working on the weapons guidance system. Where did I put that burn cream? Ah, the bathroom cabinet.
Hello, Gareth!
Fizzy Biscuit, what the hell are you doing in my bathroom?
The other guys are a bit busy, so I thought I'd tell you in person.
Tell me what?
They've decided to sack you from the group. They work for me now.
Rubbish. They wouldn't do that.
Hey, don't take my word for it. Speak to them. Here, use my phone. It's ringing.
What? Hello?
Oh, hi, mate. It's Andy.
I know it's you. Look, this better not be true. I've got Fizzy Biscuit in my bathroom telling me I've been fired.
Yes, we were going to talk to you about that. Hi, Ramesses.
Hello, boys.
Please, stop talking. What? Where the hell are you two, anyway? This line is awful.
I'm here too.
Oh, great. What the hell is going on?
Look, Gareth, we're really sorry about all this, but we got offered an amazing gig and Ramesses said you couldn't go for some reason. It was a condition, sort of.
What?
And seeing as you didn't really seem that interested...
What?
Well, you didn't come to the pub.
That's not a lack of commitment. You can't sack someone for not going to the pub.
Can't you?
No!
Oh, are you sure?
Yes! I didn't fancy spending 2 hours having to listen to that idiot Fun Tom.
Hi, Gareth.
What the hell is he doing there?
My client is in the group now instead of you.
What?
He said, I'm in the group instead of you.
Fun Tom, irritating Australian comedian. Tonight, played by Andy Irvine. Special powers... none.
Even I heard that. Jeez. Shh. Damn it, Fun Tom. I told you to keep quiet. Sorry, Andy. But listen, Gareth, we got this huge... Quiet, Fun Tom. Sorry, Andy. It's okay, Fun Tom. I just didn't want him to be upset. Aw, that's sweet. You're a sweet guy, Andy. Thanks, Fun Tom. Hey, Gareth, Fun Tom invented this great game we played on the plane over here.
Plane?
Yeah, where we each tell one word of a story, so I'd go once, and I'd go upon, and he'd go a time, an enormous sausage crawled into Gareth.
Excuse me, will you shut up immediately?
This call is really running on, and I feel like we should be doing a different sketch by now.
Yeah, it's probably costing a bit too.
What? Why? Where are you?
We're in Trinidad.
You sack me and take Fun Tom, the love child of Jeremy Beadle and a Springer Spaniel, to the Caribbean on the say-so of a fat man in a dress with a stupid accent instead of me?
Yeah, it's awesome here.
You bastards!
He's dead now. Who is? Jeremy Beadle. Really? How did he die?
Dunno.
Oh.
Good. Good. Well, this has been a real pleasure. I'm going to go now.
No, don't go. Listen, we feel really bad, old chum. So we thought we'd try and cheer you up. Speak to this guy. I think you'll appreciate him. Here, you talk to him.
Hello?
What sort of a phone is this?
Is this the Garth I am speaking to with now?
It's Gareth.
Oh, sorry, Gary.
Gareth. Look, who is this?
Ha! It's Calypso Peter! Oh, my crikey!
Calypso Peter, racial stereotype, played by Phil Lehman. Complete and sole responsibility of Phil Lehman. All complaints to Phil Lehman. Phil Lehman's phone number is 020-7219-6940. Special powers? None.
We thought you'd like to hear from him.
I've never heard of him in my life.
I'm Calypso Peter! Hey!
Aren't you just?
So, Graham! I will now for you sing a song I have just written because your boyfriend's here. They say you are a cripple boy and are sad. So, because you have only one leg and less than 1/6 of your penis left, I have made you song. Oh my crikey! Here we go! Hey! Come on now! Play along with Calypso Peter! Here he comes! Oh no, it's me! Anyway, you! Some things I've been hearing, a thing that some people say, all the way from Caerphilly down to Trinidad way. That's here. People talking about you, say how rubbish you are, that your acting is wooden and you'll never go far. They say Gareth, 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 your shit. I'm not saying it's fucked.
No!
I'm not saying it's true. But I think that it probably is from what I'm hearing of you. So we sing the Calypso, bring the sun to your day. Have a pita colada, make you happy and gay. Well, you're halfway there, Gareth.
Gareth, don't go getting yourself down just because your acting's terrible.
My fingers are on fire!
Forget about the fact we sacked you.
Yeah. And that I'm here instead of you.
Peter is a god on the guitar!
So, forget about your missing leg and ravaged genitals and join in with the Calypso. I know you like it. Everything is good when you drink out of a coconut. Okay? Come on in. Here we go!
Gareth, 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 your shit.
Everybody now,
Gareth, 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 your shit.
I was saying that we'll be cheering you up, yes? Jeff? Gareth? Here we go.
So, there you are!
Why? Why?
My friend, life is like an ice cream van. In winter, you don't really feel like it.
What are you talking about? Right, I'm sorting all this out tomorrow. Now, Fizzy Biscuit, get off my toilet.
No!
The next day at rehearsal.
Yeah, cha-cha-cha-cha.
Guys, Gareth's on the phone again.
Oh, just hang up.
God, he really needs to move on.
Nick, stop being so pathetic. Fuck off, Gareth! Now, let's all welcome Fun Tom to his first llama rehearsal. One, two, three.
Welcome, Fun Tom.
Thanks, mate. Hey, 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 you guys are bloody brilliant.
So, the new show. Nick, what have you written?
I've figured out the ending to the volcano sketch. It's fantastic. Phil's hanging off the cliff edge, with dirt and rocks crumbling all around him as the volcano's about to explode. Then Andy, in a helicopter, comes up behind him and shoots at the elephant that's trying to stomp on his fingers. Then a giant flying octopus attacks the helicopter while the monkey choir sings songs from Pirates of Penzance. It'll be brilliant.
Not bad, Nick. Although I don't think it'll work very well on stage.
It could work well on audio. We could do our own radio show.
Yeah, like that's ever going to happen.
You never know. We might get onto some dodgy internet site.
Guys, we are going to edit that out, aren't we?
Yeah, sure.
I think it's a bloody ripper sketch. Of course it'll work on stage. That bit with the octopus. Oh, I love it. Hey, can I be the octopus? We should do it. We should flame him. We'll do it. Hey, we could even film it in the park! Hey, we could do it this weekend!
Wow! That's really enthusiastic, Fun Tom. It's not what we used to get from Gareth at all.
You know, I wonder if we've done the right thing. Hey, come on, guys! Of course you've done the right thing! With me, we can do anything we like!
They said the dinosaurs are dead.
They are!
They said we'd never live on Mars.
We aren't.
They said scones could not be made of lead.
They can't.
They said llama never would be stars.
We're not.
You can do anything. You can do anything. 'Cause I am like an atom bomb.
Come on, guys, sing along.
You can do anything.
We can do anything.
You can do anything.
You can do anything
with me, Fun Tom.
Hey, 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 g'day, g'day, g'day.
Now look, Fun Tom, some of your suggestions for our stage show are just strange. Like,
we can't include a hippo doing tricks.
Why not?
We can't do a show entirely out of smell.
We can in the tight, King Lear and South Pacific just won't mix.
Llama's comic heart is not for sale.
We'll see about that.
We can't do everything. We can't do everything. I can't see where you're coming from.
It's all so wrong.
We can't do everything.
Oh, yes, you can.
We can't do everything.
Oh, yes, you can.
We can't do everything with you, Fun Tom.
And what's he doing here at rehearsals?
Well, he's my agent. I tell him everything. Hey, he's got us loads of gigs. The Apollo, the Festival Hall.
Oh, but he wants you to drop the bacon routines.
But that's been our identity from our very first rehearsal.
When we got nothing done, but Gareth cooked us loads of bacon.
Well, all that's in the past, guys.
Ramesses has got us a gig at the Palladium.
Wow!
Oh. But you have to drop the song Sitting Around in My Pants.
Well, I don't know. We're losing a lot of our material.
Yeah, but we are getting really good gigs.
What do you think, Andy?
What's happening to my group? It was once a happy unit. Now Fun Tom's come along. I hope he hasn't ruined it.
I may not miss the bacon or a couple of old songs.
But I'm fearing for the future. Our direction may be wrong.
And the BAFTA.
best comedy sketch of the year goes to No Cause for Alarm for the fantastic Octopus Buying a Jacket sketch. Here to collect the award is Andy Irvine himself. Young man, would you like to say a few words?
Yes. The octopus sketch is shit. There's nothing funny in it at all. It's a confused comic message. I mean, an octopus buying a jacket. It doesn't mean anything. No, really. There's not one funny line in the whole thing. I just don't understand.
Andy Irvine, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
Comic
no.
Genius.
I didn't write it. Oh, hey, cheer up, Andy.
I said I'd get you to the top. You did. I said we'd make £1 million. We have. I said that Gareth was a flop. He is. And we're the funniest group around.
No, we're not.
Well, Gareth was a nightmare in the group.
He was.
And at rehearsals we would always fight.
Yes, you did.
But Fun Tom's making all our spirits droop. Maybe Gareth was occasionally right.
No, always.
You can do anything. You can do anything. Cause I am like an atom bomb. Yeah, sing along! You can do anything.
We can do anything.
You can do anything.
We can do anything.
You can do anything with me, Fun Tom!
We're in the money now, but we're not funny now. We feel that Llama's heart is gone.
It's all so wrong!
We signed our lives away,
but it's terrible.
How long can we go on with you, Fun Tom?
Hey boys, trust me!
Yeah, no worries!
So Gareth, Ramesses poached your friends and gave you a real hard-boiled time. What did you do?
Well, like any self-respecting, highly trained and qualified actor, I did children's parties. Children, stop that! Look! This is a praying mantis.
You're a wanker.
Isn't it lovely?
And why are you wearing a jetpack?
Mr. Gareth the wanker, Billy's opened your insect box.
What? What?
No!
Then I got a little act together and went on the road.
And that's when you became the terrible juggler.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Terrible Juggler!
Hey! I am the Terrible Juggler, I've played in all the halls. From Bognor up to Brighton, I must have done them all. My act is very famous, from the circle to the stalls. And everybody knows me as the man who drops his balls. Just my little joke. I am the Terrible Juggler, I've got a terrible act. Whenever I get a booking, I end up getting sacked. I practice in my bed, sit and go busking in the malls. But all the shoppers know me as the man who drops his balls. Oh God, sorry. Okay, here we go. I am the Terrible Juggler, I tried out for TV, but I dropped me balls on Brucey's head and I'm banned from the BBC. I played the Royal Variety Show, I've done the Albert Hall. Her Majesty said, I know that chap, he's the man who drops his balls. I am the Terrible Juggler, I used to juggle knives. It cost me several fingers and six or seven wives. The judge, he gave me 7 years inside the prison walls. And all the jurors knew me as the man who drops his balls. And all the inmates know me as the man who drops his balls. Now all of you will know me as the man who drops his balls. Oh, fuck it.
Newsflash.
Nobel Prize-winning comedy group No Cause for Llama and Fun Tom have split due to comical differences. Auditions are being held in Land's End this week. In other news, life on other planets confirmed.
Next!
Merton Hatred.
Can I use a chair, please?
Of course.
Thanks.
Fish fingers! They're a lie! And another thing, girls! Get over the whole breast thing! We're gonna look and that's final! I mean, think of it like this. If all men slung a pair of Jimmy Choo top-of-the-range shoes around our necks and paraded them around in front of you, could you resist a look? Could you? No! No! No, you'd be drooling over them, licking them, wanting them, wanting to be them, unable to think, unable to move, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you?
I think I made my point. Free Tibet. Okay, next. Oh, it's Gareth.
Hi, you bastards. This was the only way to see you.
Gareth, why have you brought your jetpack to an audition?
You never know when it might come in handy.
Gareth, can you wait a moment? We have to see, Lou Piddle, the toilet comic.
Hi, Lou.
Hi, guys.
Lou Piddle, minor character. Tonight, played by Nick. Special powers, none.
Right. Go ahead, Lou.
Okay, Nick. I had a shit this morning. It was a really big shit.
Thank you, Lou.
I've got a song as well, Nick.
What's it about, Lou?
How I brought my jacket, Nick.
What is it with jackets?
Thank you. Okay, Gareth, what do you want?
Guys, I know we've had our differences. Well, actually, I had no idea we did at all. I thought you were all my friends, but never mind. I'm glad I had a chance to get away from Llama, just for a while. In that time, I've grown as a person, and I think you all have too. When it comes to a comedy group, the words are the glue that holds us all together.
Hello, boys! Surprised to see me?
It's Ramesses Fizzy Biscuit in a giant flying eight-winged cyborg chicken.
I've been speaking to my boy. He's very upset you fired him. Those who cross Fizzy Biscuit must die!
We'll see about that.
No cause for a llama. Activate!
Wow, it didn't work.
Where's Gareth?
My God! Fizzy Biscuit's coming closer!
Get down! Ow! He's trying to kill us!
Yes, boys! Like Gareth, I too was an inventor. I was going to take over the world with my ultra animals. Giant eight-winged cyborg chickens. Mega pigs with 17 snouts and bazookas growing out of their udders. Cans of exploding super worms. But Gareth's father thought I was a maniac and denied me access to the Inventor's Guild. Without this official seal of approval, my dreams were ruined! I have been planning my revenge ever since!
What a clunking exposition.
Too long!
But think of all the sound effects.
Can we really get away with it?
Yeah, with the effects.
Oh, you bastards!
Sound effects, man. Really pissed off, overworked, and underpaid. Special powers can become liquid.
Here I come, boys!
I don't want to die! I'm a diabetic!
What the?
It's Gareth and his jetpack!
Take this, Fizzy Biscuit!
So, it was that Fizzy Biscuit. I should have realised. Daddy was right.
You probably should have. But you saved our lives using your jetpack.
Yeah.
Wow, it worked. You got it to work.
Yeah.
We should have had faith in you. You were right all along.
Yeah.
Your hair is on fire, though.
Yeah. My fellow llamas, you have always been bright lights of creative inspiration, and I have been your stumbling block. But you see, without me and my incessant criticism of your ideas, your sketches have become absolutely ridiculous, admit it. You need me there. You need me on that wall of decision. Someone to say no. Someone to get rid of the octopus and his damn jacket. How about it, guys? Let's get the old team together again. What do you say?
So, Gareth, you'll be appearing in the South Petherton Shopping Centre at 3:15 on Saturday, just before Postman Pat outside Boots.
That's right.
Oh, and I notice you've brought your jetpack into the studio for us today.
Well, you never know when it might come in handy.
Is this the on button?
Don't touch that. Don't touch that! Oh, no.
Whoops. Sorry, Gareth. Now, Gareth, you're not bitter that just about all of your friends and colleagues have had hit shows or chart-topping success?
Well, hey, I'll always be bigger than Lou Piddle.
Well, funny you should say that. Guess who's number one with a waffle here on Egg FM 23.4? It's Lou Piddle with Lou's jacket. Blimey. Gareth finally cracked.
Hi, everyone. I'm Lou Piddle. I know you don't want to hear me talking about my history of bowel movements or about my tragic tales of photocopier accidents. In fact, I think all that's been done. So instead, I'm going to tell you about my jacket.
Lou's jacket. Lou's jacket. Lou's jacket. Ooh.
I found myself in town. It was last Saturday. I had come by train. There was no petrol in my car. I thought I'd go to the pictures, but there was nothing on. So I just walked without purpose. It was very crowded and a bloke bumped into me. He was large and bull-like, so I said nothing. But I noticed later on he'd ripped my jacket as he inadvertently brushed me against a rubbish bin. It was then I decided I needed a new jacket, so I wandered around until I found a Woolworths. I looked in the clothes section for a replacement jacket, but there were only crap ones. I asked a fellow shopper where I could get a new jacket. He said he didn't know, so I went back outside. Luckily, across the road, there was a proper clothes shop, but I had to wait a while to cross the road.
When I got inside, jackets everywhere.
To the rack, but they were quite pricey. So I went to the next one. They weren't quite as pricey. I tried a couple on, but I looked unattractive in the shop mirror and the jackets weren't as good. So I tried a couple more. I saw another rack. This one was discounted. I saw a handsome jacket, so I put it on. It fit me very well. I looked rather godlike. It wasn't too dear, so I decided to buy it.
I went to the counter to pay for the jacket. Girl looked at the tag, told me what it cost.
I could not believe it. It was bloody expensive. I showed the girl I got it from the discount rack, but she said, unfortunately, it was put there by accident. It should have been hanging in the expensive rack. I felt rather crushed and a little bit embarrassed. So I went outside and felt quite dejected. I was all keyed up to buy something, so I made up my mind and bought.
We are within range, Commander. Tachyon funnel is at full amplification.
It will give me great pleasure to press the button myself and obliterate the Earth right now. Here I go.
Wait! Unidentified object coming straight for us, Commander.
Abandon the attack. Yeah!
The Phantom Menace was written and performed by No Cause for Alarm at Quinn Studios in London Town. Yeah!
London Town. No Cause for Alarm. Andrew Irvine, Philip Lehman, Dick von Schlipper, and Gareth Davis. The Phantom Menace was produced by Frank Cucumber, Harry O'Reilly Temple, engineer by Matt Bowers, Harry Miller.
Audio Productions, yeah.
We're not going to end it like that, are we?